Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man, Craig Ferentino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire and president of the Craig James Financial Services, looking around the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's right. And check out that great website we've been telling you about all along, CraigJamesFinancialServices.com. You'll learn a lot. Webinars, events, free stuff. I'm telling you, tremendous site. Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services. All three United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC United Planners. Not affiliated. The Dow closed down just a trifle on Friday. They are down a couple of hundred as we speak. And so we get ready for the final full week here in October before the big election, and we hope this gentleman had a great weekend, sir. Great to have you here, kicking us off on a Monday.
Hey, Jay, a week before the election, here we go. Very excited, ramped up, seatbelts on, let's go. Pedal to the metal. What do you think?
I'm pumped up, baby. Pumped up, final week.
I'm
8 days.
Yeah, let's go. How much more news can you ingest? How much more trash talking can go on? How much... just crazy. Anyway, just, you know, a good healthy thing is, like, if you could watch sports only, you know, that's rare for me, but just to watch sports only, and then that'll be fine. So there's plenty of sports on these days. A lot to watch tonight. All right, so the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 28 points to 28,336. Very healthy level there at 28,000 on the Dow. NASDAQ Composite up 42 points or 0.4%. You know, the 10-year Treasury, which kind of signals growth, what next year's growth might be, at a 0.84, that's been creeping up from a 0.63 to a 0.84, Jay. So maybe no matter who wins the election, you're going to see some very good numbers possibly for next year. Either it's to increase taxes and increase fiscal stimulus, or just increased fiscal stimulus. So there we go. Spot price of gold rose to $19.05, and crude oil fell to 89 cents to 39.75. All right, a lot going on. Well, first of all, we just failed to mention 33 years ago, Black Monday was a Monday in October, known as Black Monday. That was October 19th. The Dow fell 23%. Or 508 points at the time, believe it or not. That's the largest single-day decline for the stock market. In perspective, just to put things in perspective, the second-largest decline, Jay, when do you think that was?
Second-largest decline? I'm drawing a blank. Tell me.
Well, it was just a few months ago. So, right, COVID brought the second largest decline in history, where the Dow fell 13% in one day, and that was 2,997. The Dow closed down almost 3,000 points, and that was on March 16th of this year, just a little bit after St. Patrick's Day. So the point I bring that up is that it's important, and I tell my clients this and people that attend some of our events, that the important thing is not to panic or abandon your strategy when daily declines reach extremes, because the Dow had its eighth best day on record 2 days after Black Monday, rising 10%. On October 21st, if you go back in history, and the fourth best day in history earlier this year, rising more than 11%, believe it or not, on March 24th. So we had the worst down decline on March 16th, and the fourth largest increase on March 24th. So we're getting very, very smart at this investing business, you know, just that there's breaks in place in the market. They'll shut down the market conditions if things get really ugly. And I know there's a lot of fear right now, and people are voting due to fear, I think, and that's certainly a motivator. there's either fear or greed, and I think this election is more about the fear part than the greed part. But, you know, conditions in 1987 were very different than they were today, and there are breaks in place now so that you will not see that 23% decline. You'll see a stop at 10% with the cooling off and all that good stuff. But it's very, very important. Market volatility is normal. We have the daily declines of 20% are certainly not normal, but we won't see a decline of 20% now due to breaks and things like that in place. So I just want to put this week in perspective. The reason why the Dow is trading negative, or at least the futures are trading negative, possibly because there is no fiscal stimulus right now. And we're looking at setting somewhere around negative 300 points for today. So we'll see just the opening. Now, there could be some buying at the end, or there may be some signal of fiscal stimulus. And historically, the stock market has performed better the year after elections, and that's very, very important, whether the winner is a Democrat or a Republican. So very, very important, and we'll see that if that happens again for next year. But there's a lot of data in that as well. So that's where we are today. We're going to get the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. 10 o'clock, we get new home sales, and we'll also get some earnings we get. Let's see here, Twilio, which is a very hot stock right now. They're expected to 4 cents a share on revenue of 406. million. We think that may go up. Who knows? And then Chegg is expected to report earnings. HCA Healthcare is coming out, or may be out already, just at 7:30 this morning. So quiet, somewhat quiet day, still an earnings season, a lot going on. Going forward could look very, very exciting.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm not expecting any miracles regarding a stimulus. So even though you hear Nancy Pelosi said she hopes the House, the Senate, and the White House can iron out some disagreements on a new bill and get things rolling this week, I'm not expecting that, despite the fact that she and the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, spent yesterday accusing each other of kind of moving the goalposts, so to speak, on stimulus talk. So we shall see, but a very interesting couple of days as far as what could be going on here. And we'll keep an eye on it. We look forward to talking with you on a Tuesday morning. We thank you.
Thank you
very
too.
Much, sir.
Yes.
All righty.
Have a good day.